This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister pledges increased collaboration with Haiti. 1,000 tertiary level PATH beneficiaries receive bursaries, and government invests close to $60 million on the Burnt Savannah Knoxwood Water Supply Project. The details after the break.
In observance of World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a prayer vigil in concert, Mandela Park, Halfway Tree, November 19 at 5 p.m. Featuring Jermaine Edwards, Kevin Downswell, Karen Ennis, and many more. Admission is free. Come be part of the fellowship, a Youth Month event.
A message from the Child Development Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government will work closely with Haiti going forward to ensure that the Northern Caribbean becomes the engine of growth for the region. The Prime Minister, who held bilateral talks with the President of the Republic of Haiti, Michel Martelly, early Thursday, says both countries are exploring opportunities for growth and development. The Haitian president and a small delegation are now on the island for a three-day state visit. Following the meeting, Mrs. Simpson-Miller announced a number of areas of cooperation between the two nations.
I am pleased that Jamaica has offered four scholarships to the government of Haiti, which are tenable at our heart NTA institutions, as well as two scholarships at our College of Agriculture. Haiti has been making significant strides in its reconstruction efforts, and Jamaica will continue to support Haiti in its progress towards achieving its development goals.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at a press conference Thursday. President Martelly, who arrived on the island Wednesday, paid courtesy calls on Governor General Sir Patrick Allen and Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness. The Haitian president also met with Minister of National Security Peter Bunting and other senior officials of the ministry. 1,000 tertiary-level students on the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH are to receive bursaries to assist in completing their studies. A memorandum of understanding was signed Wednesday with representatives of 18 tertiary institutions, which will see each receiving a share of $100 million towards tuition fees, boarding costs, and book expenses for PATH students. Minister of Labor and Social Security Derek Kellyer says the program represents a significant investment not only in the youth of Jamaica, but in the development and growth of the country.
This investment ensures that some of the nation's brightest and most innovative minds are not left behind because of poverty. Any national development strategy that engages the private sector, civil society, and academia, especially in relation to our youth, is indeed sure to increase the prospects for national success.
The initiative is in keeping with the government's strategic priority for fiscal year 2013-2014, aimed at enhancing social protection for the most vulnerable. Approximately $59.6 million will be spent on upgrading the Burnt Savannah Knoxwood Water Supply Project in sections of northeastern and southwestern St. Elizabeth, geared towards improving access to potable water. The rehabilitation will be undertaken over a 20-month period and is expected to start in another 2 weeks. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says this forms one of several projects being undertaken across the island to improve access to potable water and sanitation.
We have come a long way in surmounting the challenges of creating universal access to water for our citizens, but there's much more to do. Our goal is to provide access to potable water for all Jamaicans by the year 2030. We will never give up our efforts in the pursuit of this goal.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the start of the project Thursday. The project will be managed by the Rural Water Supply Limited. And donor organizations within the Jamaican diaspora are being urged to work together to better streamline their contributions to the home country. This appeal from Jamaica's Consul General to New York, Herman Lamont. Mr. Lamont was addressing the third annual banquet and awards ceremony of the Help Jamaica Medical Mission Help Jam in Verona, New Jersey. He says from time to time, organizations have complained that they continue to experience difficulty making donations, but this can be mitigated if there's a coordinated effort. He points out that medical facilities in Jamaica continue to face challenges as they strive to meet the needs of the growing population, and so commended Help Jam for providing free quality health care to needy persons in both New Jersey and Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.